The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After hearing his doctrine, many of the followers of Jesus said, "This is intolerable language. How can anyone accept it?" Jesus was aware that his followers were complaining about it. He said, "Does this upset you? What if you should see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh has nothing to offer. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the outset those who did not believe and who it was that would betray him. He went on, "This is why I told you that no one could come to me unless the Father allows him." After this, many of his disciples left him and stopped going with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "What about you? Do you want to go away too?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, who shall we go to? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe. We know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. It's been great seeing some of our young people receiving their examination results. We've seen it on our screens, and the Cornishman was full of lots of the locals. And it's great, of course, when all has gone well. But like all results, results can mean it's make up your mind time. Either which way are they to go, from leaving school or sixth form college or then on to university or apprenticeship or to work, or which is the way through life from now on. Crunch time, decision time. And in a way, that's what happens in two of the readings today. That first reading from Joshua, and his name is not quite a play on words, but it's the same root word as Jesus. Joshua, Jesus, means the one who saves. And Joshua, of course, had saved the people, led them into the promised land after Moses had brought them from Egypt and through Exodus and through the wilderness. And he gathers them now all together, says, "Now, you've got a settled way of life. You're not wandering anymore in the desert. You've got a settled way of life. Choose whom you're going to serve." Because in the thinking of the time that Joshua was living with the people, the thinking was that each country had its own gods, you see. So that's why you took your gods with you. But what they've begun to discover is this is a God who is the one and only, the true God. And so they say, "We've no intention of deserting God who's done so much for us. We'll serve the Lord." Fine words. But what we know is, only too well from the history of Israel, you only read a few chapters on from there through the rest of it, how the coming and going over the years, over the centuries, they went away from the Lord, they came back to the Lord, they went away from the Lord, they came back to the Lord, until the Lord acted and sent them the Son. And so it's crunch time in the Gospel as well today, because Jesus is speaking and addressing the followers in this chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel that we've had for the last 5 Sundays. Not last week, because of course we kept the assumption, but we would have had it last week otherwise. And he's manifested his glory. He's manifested glory through the feeding of 5,000. He walked on the water after that, now following all the teaching that he's taken them through about that need to feed on him with his own body and blood to find life. He's awaiting a response. And the followers have been swept along. They've swallowed him, followed a variety of reasons, the miracles, the signs, the powers, the crowd, the free picnic, the prospect of adventure, excitement, all that. But when he starts talking seriously, when he's talking about the Eucharist, it's become something that they can't stomach, as it were, literally. Jesus' teaching on the Eucharist, like his teaching on the cross, becomes a stumbling block, an intolerable language. And so he's challenging them. A free choice is given. Are you with me because what I'm saying to you is the truth, or are you going away? And of course, their question, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? No, it's too much. We can't stomach any of it. I think it's quite interesting that Jesus didn't say to him, hey, hang on a minute, I think you've got me wrong. Let me just change the words because I think you misunderstood them. No. He said what he meant. He said exactly the truth, what he was saying. And so he doesn't call them back. He lets them go. They were scandalized by that thought of eating his flesh and his blood. And that's why, with deep irony, he speaks to them about, what if I should go and ascend to heaven? Because, of course, they'd questioned, who is this man that's saying all this? Because we know his mother and father. How can he say he's come down from heaven? How can he say, eat my flesh and my blood? How can he say this sort of thing? It's not right. And that's why he challenges them. What if you saw me go back to heaven where I came from? Because it's only the spirit that gives life. The flesh avails nothing, except he's not there talking of his flesh, which he gives for the life of the world, but it's the risen Lord. And that's why our churches, I'm forever saying it, but maybe the visitor's good for you to remember, know this, that our churches, the Catholic churches, the altar is always central, most important part, and so is the cross, and so is what we put on it, because what we put on are the bread and the wine that Jesus offers in himself, that's what he took in the Eucharist. It's offered as his body on the cross, and the altar is the altar of sacrifice, but also of the risen Lord, because it's the risen Lord that we receive. And that's why in Easter time, it's the risen Lord 2015. And when we're here on our very last journey, it's why all those things surround us, because this is food for that journey. What if I should go back to heaven, he says. Because in St. John, John sees the cross as the raising up of the Lord. That is the supreme moment in John's gospel. And he sees it as glory. That's why on Good Friday, we always get the Passion of John. And it's positive. It's uplifting. Jesus is in charge, because he is who he says he is, the Holy One of God that Peter acknowledges. And that's why all these things hang together. And of course, I'm ever saying it, but again, visitor, it's good to hear this, that when the gifts come up, all are sensed. So what Jesus takes, the bread and the wine, is sensed first, and then that's Holy Thursday night. And then Good Friday, the cross is, and then the altar, and then you, because we all hang together in that one act. And you see, that's a huge difference between other Christian denominations. Often they will make a huge distinction between Thursday, Friday, and the resurrection. They're not seen as one event, but they are one event, and that's what Jesus is saying. And that's why the Mass is so important, because it's what he gave us. I'm forever saying it at funerals. We offer the biggest prayer the church has got, which is what Jesus gives us in his own flesh and blood. And it was Pope Benedict that reminded us that it's not entertainment. We don't come to be entertained. It's a feast of faith, not something to rival the world of entertainments which are all around us, but it's to put us in communion with Jesus Christ himself, who is the bread of life and the eternal life. But just like the people of Israel in the first reading, we know there are always those who will say yes and then walk away for all sorts of reasons. And throughout church history, people have walked away. And it's why, of course, at the time of the Reformation and for centuries after, people like Cuthbert Mayne in our window, gave their lives for the Mass because the people were walking away from what we believe. But I hope our response is that of Peter. Lord, who shall we go to? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. So at every Mass, let every Eucharist become a challenge in our own lives to our many commitments that are good and bad that fill our lives, but only in his presence can we truly discern what gives us life, real life, life with God, here and now, and for eternity.